Once upon a time, there was a bus driver. And this bus driver, why, he was used to having a full bus. Every day he'd drive his bus, and at every stop there would be crowds and crowds of people waiting to get on the bus. Sometimes people would have to push on and make every possible use of every available space until he had to say, "Stop, no more room, you'll have to wait for the next bus." And on he would drive. And in the winter, why, it would be worse. People all crowding on to get their shopping in. Until one day, he went out on his rounds, but to his amazement, there was nobody there. At every stop, nobody there. He thought, "I must have missed them, or maybe they'll all have gone to the other stop." But he'd go to the other stop, and that too would be empty. Not a soul. And all the streets were so misty, it seemed like he was driving through a dream. And he began to wonder, "Where's everyone gone? Where's everyone gone? Where can they all be?" Until at last he came to a stop, and standing there, there was a young man. And the young man, he got onto the bus. But he looked most unusual. The bus driver looked him up and down, and he'd never seen anyone like that before. In the dead of winter, there he was, wearing sandals and a white robe, and he had a beard and long hair, and he looked kind of familiar, but he couldn't quite figure out where he'd seen him before. Well, he paid his fare and sat down on a seat near the front of the bus, and the bus driver set off driving. But no sooner had he started the bus moving than a strange and lovely feeling came over him. A sense that this was what he was meant to be doing all his life, driving that bus there through those quiet, misty streets. Somehow, the stranger in the back there filled him with a sense of purpose, a sense of knowing that this was just the right thing for him, that he'd always loved being a bus driver. It's just now he realised how much he loved it. Well, soon they came to the end of the line, and the young man got off the bus, and just as he was leaving to go, the bus driver said, "Excuse me, would you be able to tell me why there's nobody in the streets? Why not a soul? I haven't seen anyone all day." "Because," said the stranger, "today is my birthday." And with that he was gone, walking off into the mist. And the bus driver looked down at his calendar, and what do you know? It was Christmas Day. And he hadn't even noticed, and had taken the bus out anyway. Then he thought, "That must have been Jesus." And he jumped up from his chair, and he ran out of the bus, and he tried to catch the young man wherever it was that he'd gone, but he couldn't find him. Instead, when he got back to the bus, what did he see? But there, on the seat where the stranger had been sitting, there was a little present, all wrapped up for him. Well, he lived alone, and he took the little present home with him, and he sat down at his table, and he opened it. And inside, why, there was a golden bus. A golden bus, just the model of the bus that he had been driving that day. In fact, he could almost swear that the little driver driving that bus looked rather like himself, although he couldn't be sure of it. And from that day on, every day he went out in his bus, why, he'd take that little golden bus with him. Put it in his pocket, he would. And as he drove, something strange and lovely would happen. He'd feel that same sense of purpose, that same sense of "this is what I was always meant to be doing," coming over him. and he felt so glad and so happy that by accident, one day, he'd driven his bus through the mist on Christmas Day.